This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1895, recorded on Thursday, the 25th of February, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. This chart part of Chatterbox is read by Sarah Lomax
and Rupert Hipwell.
This week, we welcome new listener Joanne Arthurton of Norwich. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving Chatterbox each week. On this part of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have a selection of letters from the evening news and a feature about the founding of Brackendale School. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week. In this first batch of stories, we may have found the oldest brownie in the city. The epidemic of A-boards concerns City Hall, and a long-serving foster carer is recognised. But to start, a legendary cook, not a chef, a cook, visits Norwich.
One of the country's finest cooks is returning to the city of her ancestors for a sell-out event. Mary Berry will be at Jarrold's on Friday, March the 4th, signing copies for her new book, Foolproof Cooking. The event, featuring the Great British Bake Off judge, sold out weeks ago. Describing the popularity of her book signing as wonderful, she said, "I promise to be there on time so people aren't waiting too long. I love Norwich because I was doing a programme about my life and it turns out that part of my family originally came from Norwich. It was very interesting." The latest cookbook will feature all of the recipes from the cook's new BBC Two show, Mary Berry's Foolproof Cooking. She added, "Good home cooking you can't beat, as people want to know where their ingredients come from, and it brings the family together." The Foolproof Cooking signing will begin at 12:30 p.m. and is expecting to finish at 2 p.m, so people are advised to arrive no later than 1:30 p.m. Carol Slaughter, marketing manager of Jarrold's, said, "We were delighted with the response to the Mary Berry book signing event. All the tickets had sold. Regretfully, there is no opportunity for non-ticket holders to attend or to see Mary Berry."
A 93-year-old Norwich woman believes she could be Norfolk's oldest brownie. Margaret Moore of Grange Road enrolled as a brownie at the age of 7 after going along to her local group in Swaffham in 1929. After saying her brownie promise and pledging to do her duty for King George V, Mrs. Moore received her tie and brass pin and got to work collecting her badges. The group was led by Brown Owl and we were all split into patrols. "I think I was in the fairy patrol," she said. "We would all sing songs around a toadstool, play games and work towards our badges." The brownies were set up by Lord Baden-Powell in 1914 as an alternative to scouting. They participated in activities deemed more suitable for young girls as they were not allowed to join the Cub Scouts. Mrs. Moore remembered the brownies as being one of the only activities girls could participate in away from the home. There wasn't much for girls to do other than to be a brownie or girl guide. Even Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret were brownies in the 1930s, she said. "Unlike the Cubs and Scouts, we never thought of going camping. It was unheard of for girls to do that at that time." After graduating from the brownies at the age of 10, Mrs. Moore joined the girl guides in Swaffham. But when her family moved to Drayton in 1936, there was no group for her to join. And she led the way for brownies in her family, with her younger sister, daughters and granddaughter all following on from her by enrolling at their local brownie packs. She said, "It is a lot more adventurous than when I joined. They get up to a lot more than we did."
City Hall bosses are looking to get tough over a proliferation of advertising boards which have been blasted for cluttering pavements around Norwich. The increase in A-boards, or pavement signs advertising businesses, on city centre streets has led to criticism from charities for the blind and partially sighted, and from civic watchdog the Norwich Society. A survey by the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or RNIB, revealed particular areas of concern included Gentleman's Walk, Norwich Market, Guildhall Hill, the Norwich Lanes and London Street. And last year, the Norwich Society said the number, size and positioning of A-boards were cluttering Norwich's fine city status. The City Council is in the process of drawing up a new policy over the boards, due to go out for public consultation in the next few weeks. Among the changes, if the proposed policy were brought in, are businesses would only be allowed one A board and they would not be allowed to exceed a specific size. And the council would be able to force their removal if they are deemed to be an obstruction. Bert Bremner, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said it was about striking the right balance. Green Councillor Paul Neal said, "I know some people would like to ban the boards altogether, but we would prefer to see them regulated so their size and position is safe and doesn't spoil the appearance of our streets."
Monica Wigger has given dozens of foster children a better life over 35 years and shows no signs of stopping. The 75-year-old from Norwich started fostering to give youngsters a better life than her late husband Bernard had as a child. Now she has received a long service award to honour her care and commitment. She had no idea starting out in 1981 she would go on to home 60 vulnerable children, raising them as her own brood alongside three children, seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. "I never really thought much about it. I just took the kids in and gave them a home," she said. "They are just like your own kids. They will have their ups and downs, but if you look after them, they turn out just fine. I will carry on as long as my health is good. I just wish Bernard was still here to enjoy it." Mr. Wigger died 7 years ago from cancer, but now Wigger family holidays are spectacles with standing room only at the house last New Year. The first two children she fostered, aged 3 and 7 at the time, are now in their 40s and living with her and they were living with her into their 20s. "There are never arguments when we are all together," Mrs. Wigger added. Her terraced Tuxwood home has never been short of a baby or two, but she mainly looked after teenage boys. "We are a very loving family and we all look after each other," she said. "They have always been treated as part of the family and my door is always open." And she said she would continue to foster for as long as she can.